Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. After hearing of this big company, I feel a little bit small. I'm coming from Fidelis Seniorenreisen, a tour operator from Germany. And before I tell you a little bit of our story and how we practice accessible tourism, I would like to tell you a story. Long time ago, in a small village in Bavaria, there was a baker. And this baker made a big mistake, and the landlord was very angry with him. And he said, well, if you bake bread where the sun can shine three times through it, then I will release you. And this is the result. I just saw some hungry eyes. If you want some pretzels in our stand in the Grand Hall, we have little lunch bags with some pretzels and other German sweets in, so you just go and grab them. Anyway, this might be an example that it's possible to make the impossible happen. And that's what we have done for the last 27 years now. We did not think of doing accessible tourism. We just listened to the needs. We were three young men, and we're doing our civil service in a parish in northern Germany, and we're caring for elderly people. And we told them that we spent our spare time with youth groups, going on trips with youth groups, and they always said, well, we can't travel anymore. And then we thought, why can't they travel? Because they don't get to the hotel, and they have nobody to carry their luggage. And then we just tried it, and we did our first Seniorenreise trips for senior citizens in September 1991, and everybody was just so happy. The elderly people were happy that they could leave home again, what we had before, to get people out of their places, to get them into society, and we were so proud that we have done something. We just tried, and it was so successful. And so we founded a non-profit organization in 1991, 1st of November. And then part-time between our normal jobs, we did two or three trips a day, a year. We did accessible trips, although we didn't even know it's called like this. We just looked for hotels that are accessible and tried to organize a program that is good for our old clients. 2004, I had to cancel my old occupation I've done till then because I got an illness and depend on a wheelchair since then. So I tried to do something new, and I thought, well, there was these senior citizen trips, why doing that properly? Anyway, again, we followed a need. In 2010, we started a new kind of holidays, therapeutic holidays for people with chronic diseases. They go on holiday with their physiotherapists. But this is just a sort of side course. But I brought you this photo. This is made by during one of these trips. A young lady is helping an old lady, and they're doing exercises in the snow. And it's not just snow, it's on the top of a mountain in South Bavaria. The mountain is 200 meters high. And you know the story of getting well means getting well body and your soul. And if you do exercises in 200 meter above the sea and you see all the other mountains around you, it's really good progress to get healthy again. The last big change was in early this summer when we introduced the Fidelis Bus. I come back on this later. And to make a little bit look in the future, you are part of the next step in our story as we now start to get groups into Germany. We have the network, we have the staff, we have the connections. So we are ready to bring groups into Germany and let them use our facilities. Now I would like to introduce you to Maria. Maria is from Berlin. She is 67 years old, and she only can walk a few steps. I have no photo because she doesn't exist, but she's a typical customer we are caring for. She needs a wheelchair for longer distances, but unfortunately she cannot push herself on the wheelchair. As her husband passed away some time ago, she is single, and she has no friends and family that they can travel with her. We know that some of her friends could travel with her, but they don't want to travel with a person in the wheelchair, which is a fact, you obviously know. She lives alone, but she's in a lucky position to have a pretty high pension, and she is financially well off. She needs a nursery every day, and another handicap for her, she does not speak much English. But one thing else belongs to Maria. She loves traveling. So this is the person, and along the travel chain, I would like to show you how we care for Maria and others that like to travel. I think it's not a secret, we heard it these 2 days all the time, information is the first thing. Information to find each other. Maria finds us, and that we find Maria, and it's a bit more easy to find us than to find her. But even finding us is not that easy, because this generation, at least in Germany, they're not very familiar with the internet and with blogs and the things we heard today. They're really helpful, but not for Maria, because she doesn't use these techniques, and also, as I said before, she doesn't speak English. Once we found Maria, or she found us, it's, from our point of view, absolutely important to define the needs and the wishes. Maybe the needs Maria has during holiday are different from them at home. I said she needs nursery every day at home. Maybe in holiday she can say, well, every second day would be fine. But we think if we hear the needs and know the wishes from Maria, then we can go back to our partners and check if they can fulfill this need, if they have the knowledge, if they have the experience to cover these special needs that Maria has. And if everything is set up, we help Maria to start a holiday. And one special thing we do, due to the age of our customers, the average age of our customers is 82 years. And I always say it's the oldest customer age of all German travel companies. Maybe of many European countries as well. It's sure they get picked up at their front door. And then the next thing is the adapted transfer. It's not that easy in that moment, as the guests cannot use a regular car. They need an adapted car, or if they need a lift to get in the trains, we depend on our partners. And it's not always that easy to travel within Germany with the Deutsche Bahn, even without a wheelchair. But it's possible. And the very positive fact is that the last few years, especially the last few months, it got much better to travel with a wheelchair in Germany. And because we're not only looking for accessible tourism, we always have a little bit of substantial thoughts in the back. We try to use the train as much as possible to ecological reasons. Anyway, we try to use the train, and we book ahead the service, like getting the lift to get into the train and getting help at the train stations. And what else is very important, when we picked up our clients at their front door, they're always accompanied by one of our volunteers. All our travel helpers are volunteers. We have nobody paid. The easy reason is if somebody does it free of any payment, I know that he really wants to do it. And I'm sure it's not a job for him. And that makes sure that they get the most motivated and most enthusiastic travel helpers our guests can imagine. The next is the hotel. Staying in the hotel is available in Germany, of course. And the problem we face is that many hotels have one or two adapted rooms. That's fine, but it's not fine if you travel with a group of 8 or 10 persons who need such rooms. That's a bit difficult. I'd like to tell you a short story. When my assistant and I arrived here in Brussels on Saturday night, I booked an accessible room and got it confirmed by the hotel. And we came to the hotel and stand in front of steps. I thought, well, wandering a bit, accessible room and steps, but that's not the first time. My assistant went in and the lady at the front desk said, well, we have a back entrance around the hotel. That's fine. But I always think, if you know a guest needs an accessible room, why don't you write in the information a little note, please mind our accessible entrance is in the back, would it make much easier. Anyway, the attention of this lady at the front desk was perfect, like very well trained. Without any asking, she offered my assistant a second room to my key in case I would need help, and she came around the desk to help me with signing. Yes, that shows sometimes there's a difference between hardware and software, and even the software could be much better, but we think things are getting better. Another thing what we look at is good stay during the holiday and doing good day trips, excursions, because nobody wants to go somewhere and stay in the hotel all the time. And there again, we face some opportunities, as I heard before. I like this word. Sometimes, and this is pretty sad for us, but sometimes there are wishes of customers when they want to travel to Berlin or to the Alps. They have wishes we cannot fulfill. Like if a lady wants to see an organ concert where there's a narrow, small stairs going up and she's in a wheelchair, it just does not work. But we try to find partners, agencies in our destinations that offer some support or some other facilities. Maybe that's not an organ concert, but something else close to this wish. Or another example in Linz, a town at the Danube River, there's a very nice view from a hill over all the city, but the path from the car park to this site place is not accessible at all. And we discussed this with the tour guide, and the tour guide said, well, there is the middle of the city, it's the art school, and the art school has an elevator that goes over the top of the building, and you have a wonderful view over the city. So we arranged that, and since we put this in our program, the clients are happy because they have a great view of the city without any hassle. So we have many ideas, many contacts, and again, information putting together, exchanging, that help to fulfill the wishes of our customers. Of course, services like nursing or the assistance by our tour guides is very important to really make a holiday to a success and to make to a remarkable event. And of course, the feedback after the guests come back. This is very important for us to go back to our partners and say, well, this could be improved, or sometimes there are new ideas from our customers. And so our newest product, the Fidelis Bus, it's an accessible coach that takes up to 3 persons sitting in the bus, fixed in their wheelchairs, and up to 10 others that can change into regular seats, but using the lift. Again, it followed a need, because we have the strips on the Danube River. There's one accessible ship, and guests can go there with a wheelchair, but what when they get to the harbor and there is no possibility to make a day trip. So this bus goes along the ship route, and whenever the guests get to a harbor, the bus already there waits for them. They do the excursion and it brings back to the ship in the evening. And to fulfill this and to answer inquiries from groups, bigger groups that ask to for traveling us, we got a cooperation with this bus. And when I've been with the group in May with this bus, and whenever it stops somewhere, people come and look and ask, what is it? And of course, there are other accessible buses, but usually in Germany, accessible coach means an old coach that is not used for regular service anymore. It's rebuilt with a lift, yes, but we organized a new one. So the travelers in a wheelchair or even with a stick or whatever, they can use in the same quality as everybody else wants to travel. Because I think accessible travel does not mean travel on a lower level than everybody else. It should be the same level, there should be no difference. This bus, again, an example for, we followed a need and launched a new product. And I spent these 2 days, and as you said before, I am full of inspiration and full of ideas, and I saw so many good ideas and had so many good contacts that the hope I had before I came here on Saturday was that all these theme accessible tourism will improve. But after this conference, I know that the hope will really fulfill one day, and I'm very confident that when we meet again in 4 years, we all will be much further. And what you said, I hope that the main industry will follow us, because at least in Germany, there's a big difference between the big players and the small specialists that already care for these customers. Thank you very much.